Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Did you know that there is an ad-free version of all of these shows? Yeah, so go down to heymrjim.com/premium to start your free trial of listening to all the Mr. Jim stories ad-free. Today's story comes to us from Callie. Hey, Callie, she sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for an amazing butterfly adventure? Me too, let's go!
Purple ninjas, get me more ice cream. I want strawberry, I need it. Get it now.
The purple ninjas ran to the other side of the stinky blimp and looked through the freezer, and the news was not good.
Boss, I think we're all out of the strawberry ice cream. Is there anything else that you want?
What? No, I need strawberry ice cream. I need a big bucket, like a wheelbarrow full of strawberry ice cream right now, or else I might cry.
Oh, no, boss. Don't cry. We will figure out a way to get you some more strawberry ice cream right away. Just hold on, okay? Don't cry.
Purple ninjas, I'm counting on you. If you don't get me the ice creams that I want, I will throw a big fit and cry and scream. And then you'll have to clean up the boogery mess after. Ha! Get to work, purple ninjas.
Oh dear, yeah, the purple ninjas definitely don't like cleaning up Dr. Stinky Breath's giant boogery mess after he has a big fit. That is disgusting.
Well, meanwhile, down on the ground, Callie and Macy were playing outside. They were drawing with chalk on the driveway and having a ton of fun. What's your favorite thing to draw with chalk? Well, Callie and Macy, they were playing a game kind of like Pictionary. Do you know the game where you draw something and then the other person has to try and guess what it is that you're drawing? Yeah, and they were playing the animal version, Animal Pictionary. Callie was drawing a mystery animal, and it was Macy's job to try and figure out what in the world that creature was. Is that a hippopotamus? Asked Macy. No, that's not a hippo, said Callie. Macy was standing above Callie's drawing, trying to figure out what in the world kind of creature that Callie was drawing. It had a very big belly, a short tail, a strange-looking head, and...
Oh, I know, said Macy. It's a rhinoceros.
Nailed it. Nice one, said Callie.
All right, it's my turn, said Macy.
As she grabbed some chalk, all of a sudden they both heard the same sound. Bzz, 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 bzz. The two girls dropped their chalk and ran over to get the walkie-talkies.
Shh, Callie and Macy, this is HQ. We need your help. There is an ice cream store in town that has been attacked by butterflies. I know that sounds unusual, but it is true. These butterflies have been stealing ice cream all day long, and the owners need help. Please grab your gear and get to work. Over and out.
Shh.
Wait a second. What did he just say? Said Callie. Did they say butterflies? Said Macy.
I love butterflies. I can't wait for this one.
Callie and Macy raced up to get their spy gear. And boy, are they in for a big surprise when they get to that ice cream store.
I think this is a dream. I must be dreaming. I love butterflies, said Macy. Me too. This might be the best mission we've ever gone on, said Callie. Imagine, a whole store full of butterflies that need to be... Oh, we gotta... Maybe they could be our pets, or maybe... Oh, maybe they'll be so friendly. Oh, I can't wait.
The two girls got all their gear and headed off to the ice cream store on their scooters. As they were zooming down the street, they could hear screaming from afar.
Ah, help us!
Whoa, where is that coming from? Said Callie.
It can't be from the ice cream store. No one would be afraid of butterflies. But as the two got closer and closer to the ice cream store, they realized that screaming was coming from, in fact, the ice cream store.
What in the world could be going on in there? Said Macy. They're just butterflies.
Who is afraid of a little butterfly? They parked their scooters and walked towards the door.
Don't go in there, said the store owner. There's these evil butterflies in there, and they're ruining all of my ice cream.
Callie and Macy looked at each other. They were confused. Wait, excuse me, sir. Did you say there's like evil butterflies in there? And why are you afraid of them?
Because they're shooting lava. Look!
The two girls pressed their foreheads against the windows and cupped their hands around their eyes so they could look in better, and they couldn't believe it.
There was lava sprayed all over inside of the building. They could see dozens and dozens of butterflies flying around, and it looked like the butterflies were working together to scoop out the ice cream into a really big bin. What are they going to do with that? Said Macy. Wait a second. Lava shooting butterflies? What planet are we on? Shouted Callie.
I don't know, but there's got to be something wrong with those butterflies, and it's up to us to figure it out.
They both pulled out their spy gear and put on a suit that would help a little bit from the lava, but it wasn't exactly lava proof, but maybe it would help a lot better than just their regular clothes. They also pulled out a net blaster. That might be a good way to catch them.
All right, let's try and get one and take a closer look. Macy aimed the net blaster and
she was able to capture two of them and pull them out and then close the door again. It looked like the other butterflies were getting angry that they stole some of their friends.
Ah! They're shooting lava balls at us! Look out!
Callie and Macy ducked for cover behind a rock as the butterflies were still shooting these tiny little lava balls. They were like the size of beads, but they were real lava.
How are they doing that? Said Callie.
All right, we need to capture them in something and take a closer look. Maybe like a glass jar.
Macy grabbed a jar out of her backpack, and they quickly put the butterflies into that glass jar from the net.
Holy smokes, what is that on there? Said Callie. You see, on the back of all of the butterflies were some kind of, looked like a little backpack with a blast. Oh, that's where the lava's coming from. There's like a lava blaster that someone had put on the back of these butterflies. How in the world are butterflies being controlled or shooting lava? This is very confusing.
Callie and Macy had never seen or heard of anything like this.
Have you ever heard of lava shooting butterflies before?
Me, definitely not.
Well, they started to think and then came up with a really great plan. Wait, Callie, don't we have some of that, a little bit of that magic sleeping powder left?
Macy was digging through her spy backpack and finally there it was. There was a little bit of powder in the jar that they got from some unicorns a long time ago. This was only for an emergency, and I think this definitely qualifies.
All right, let's test it first on these butterflies in the jar here and see if it puts them to sleep.
They dropped a little bit of the powder in the jar, and instantly the butterflies fell fast asleep.
Have you ever heard a butterfly snore?
Me neither. That was pretty strange.
While the butterflies were sleeping, Callie and Macy were able to remove that lava backpack blaster thing from the backs of the butterflies.
And then when the butterflies woke back up, they flew off happily as normal butterflies.
All right, that's what we gotta do. We gotta remove those backpack things from all the butterflies.
I think we gotta dump all that sleeping powder in the ice cream store, and that will make all the butterflies fall asleep. As Callie and Macy got to work, the purple ninjas were very, very sad.
Oh dear. Do you guys see what's going on down there at the ice cream store? Take a look at this.
One of the purple ninjas handed the other a pair of binoculars. Remember, they are up in the blimp, high up in the clouds, right above that ice cream store.
Oh dear. Is that one of the spy team? Ugh. Oh dear. Somebody get the Kleenex ready. The boss is going to be really upset about this.
What are you talking about? What am I going to be upset about?
Well, remember all that ice cream that we were trying to get you? I think our plan didn't work.
What are you talking about, Purple Ninjas?
Oh, no. I need my ice cream! Purple Ninjas!
Great job, Callie and Macy! Well, the rest of the day, they were able to remove all of those lava backpacks from the butterflies, saving not only the ice cream store, but probably our entire world, because I don't think I could live in a world with lava-shooting butterflies. Great job, you two! You saved the day! Woohoo! And that is the end of today's adventure. Whew! Good thing, too, because I was worried about those butterflies getting away. The end. Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts! I want to say to Henry from Texas, Maya from Massachusetts, Connor from Virginia, Harry and Ian from Vancouver, June from Georgia, Eva and Daniel from Australia, and Riley from Taiwan. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, thank you so much for leaving your reviews on Apple Podcasts. I love reading through them. They are so encouraging to me. And, well, I hope you have a super duper day. I will see you next time. Bye.